Hello and welcome along to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. I'm your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
If you've been struggling with anxiety or know someone who has been, then this podcast is for you.
Today, we're going to be covering some more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.
Ready? Let's dive in.
So I'm sitting in the psychiatrist's office and sharing some thoughts I've been having, and he turns to me and says, "Well, that's an unhelpful thought. Just don't think like that." An example of what not to say to someone with anxiety. I've been struggling with intense anxiety, lots of self-negative thoughts, and pretty crippling depression. I was in his office because attempts to just not think like that or pull it together hadn't worked. If I'm honest, things had gotten pretty bad. And I'm sitting with this man, struggling with an intense desire to just lie and tell him I did all the things that he asked me to do last time. Seriously, I just wanted those appointments to be over. I wanted to hide. I wanted to stay quiet. I kept having this thought that it was just me, and I just needed to stop it. Stop being anxious. Stop overreacting. Stop being down. Maybe you've had a similar experience. Someone in mental health services minimizing your experience, or telling you the equivalent of, get over it. Another example of what not to say to someone with anxiety. And that unhelpful person could be a family member or even a friend. When someone used to support me in this way, I just wanted to pull back from them, or I'd find myself trying to appear better than I actually was. Sometimes when we do this, we even convince ourselves. We think, it's not that bad and I can just push through it. But we can't let minimizers stop us from getting the support and the improvements we deserve. I had to really look at my life and ask these questions. Is anxiety restricting my life? Is anxiety affecting my important relationships? Is anxiety affecting my ability to do the things that are important to me? And is life more stressful and scary than enjoyable and rewarding? Back then, my answer to all of these questions was a resounding yes, and I knew I needed to stop trying to hide how bad it was and find someone who could actually help me. I get it. It's hard to look at how bad it has gotten. Anxiety cost me my job. It was negatively affecting all of my relationships and made my life feel unbearable. I could have just continued to struggle on, avoiding looking at how bad it was. I'm actually so glad I took a test to rate my severity. It was such an important wake-up call for me. Plain as day, I could see things were bad and they needed to change. Maybe you feel like your life isn't quite bad enough, or you are at the other end and you couldn't see it getting any worse than it currently is. The thing is, if you're going to take back your life from anxiety, you're going to need to acknowledge the problem. And right now, I want you to know that the problem is not you. It's the process you use to manage your anxiety. And I have to say, the great news is here that when you realize this and commit to a new process, your life can transform. I'm so blown away by how different I am now, that I can run a business that helps so many people, that I can care for not only myself, but my lovely little boy and my awesomely fluffy dog, Momo, that I can have moments of joy and excitement and real meaning in my life. The thing is, I never thought that could be possible for me, that I could love my life like I do now. But the first step was getting a clear picture of how bad things were, how much anxiety was restricting and limiting my life. You can do that right now by taking our quiz, How Anxious Are You?, by clicking the link in the description. This step of bravery gets you started on your journey to getting free from the anxiety in your life. I know your life can be more enjoyable and rewarding than it is right now. You don't have to minimize your experience with me. I get how bad it can get. And I also know something else, how much it can improve and change with the right support. So what are you waiting for? Take the quiz now. You can't change what you won't acknowledge.
Thank you for listening to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. That's it for this week's episode. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. That's at Anxiety Specialists. And if you're interested to learn how you can live an anxiety-free life, you can get our epic Anxiety Reducer Guide absolutely free, so you can get started right away on getting your anxiety back down. Just grab the link in the show notes. Feel free to message us and let us know what you'd like to learn next. I am your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
And we're going to be back next week with more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.